As we approach the period known as Shovavim, the period between Parsha Shmos and Mishpatim, so it's a tradition to focus on, to review different laws and ideas pertaining to Kedusha, to holiness, and in particular between of interactions between men and women. It's common to review Hilchos Nida of Taharas HaMishpacha, the laws of family purity. And it's also common and a good idea, and what I'd like to do over the next couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, is review some of the details and practical applications of the laws of Yichud. The laws of Yichud are laws prohibiting men and women who are not married or are not related to each other in a close way from being secluded together. So a lot of details, what does it mean to be secluded? To whom does it apply? But I think it can't be overemphasized, especially in light of, unfortunate things, whether it's, true or allegations that have happened, in the past couple of years, that I think it can't be overemphasized the importance of these laws in our contemporary world, to understand that it's important to have limitations on interactions between men and women. And, many, if not all, there are always exceptions, but I think many of the cases of either people stumbling or of allegations where it may not be so clear, the accuracy, I think they almost always, a factor that's common to all of them, or almost all of them, is that the laws of Yichud were compromised or were violated. So the laws of Yichud apply to everyone and with everyone. It doesn't matter about age and general piety. In fact, the laws of Yichud in the Gemara are the very end of Maseches Kedushin and tell stories about sages who, some of whom were overconfident in their own ability to control themselves in these areas, and even they were at risk of slipping. I saw a conversation recently that someone asked, well, doesn't this assume the worst of all people? And I'm not sure that's true. I don't think it assumes that most people will act inappropriately, even if secluded. I think it's probably the case that most people won't. But, we should never be so sure of ourselves. We should never think that we're above the rules. And so I, like to take next period of time to review some of the practical applications. And the applications and concerns of Yichud apply in many, many areas of life. They apply in the office, they apply with relatives, they apply with babysitting, they apply with doctor's offices. They certainly apply for me that in the Baruch Hashem there are women who come to Shiurim, in general, it's important to know the parameters of the laws and to be careful about them. So what's the reason for the prohibition of Yichud, of seclusion? So the basic reason is we're concerned that if a man and a woman are secluded together, so, temptation may overcome them and they may act inappropriately. There is also an aspect that is, it is evident if you look at some of the examples and explanations, and was explained by Rav Shach in his Avi Ezri, and that is that there could be a prohibition of Yichud that would exist even if, in all likelihood, due to other circumstances, the parties involved would not come to sin. Brings a proof from this, and we can discuss this a little bit more, of Rashi's position that even if the husband is in the city, in which case we assume that the wife and whoever she's with would not sin, it would still be prohibited because there's an inherent immodesty and lack of propriety of a man and a woman who are not related to one another being alone together. And I think this can be seen from the fact that, at least in the Ashkenazi world, that really part of the wedding is the yichud room. Then after the chuppah, the bride and groom, the newly married bride and groom, spend some time secluded together. Now, generally, it's not there's nothing, you know, really so intimate happening in the yichud room. But just the idea that that is a part of the marriage process, that once the marriage is completed with chuppah and kedushin, there is seclusion. And that's a demonstration that they're a married couple. So I think this is also, it proves the point that there's something, you know, inherently inappropriate about being secluded with someone with whom one is not related. God willing, we'll discuss some of the practical applications and further details in the days to come.